This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Russian military has sustained another major blow in the Ukraine war that's already seen as a historic blunder. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk, though just what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does believe there was a significant explosion and fire on the cruiser Moskva. And while a defense official had said earlier it appeared the ship was moving on its own,
we are no longer able to make that certainty.
Shortly after Kirby spoke, the Russian military said the ship sank while being towed to port. Its loss greatly reduces Russian firepower in the Black Sea, on top of being a symbolic defeat. The Kirby had said earlier it's hard to gauge the long-term impact on Moscow's navy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's parliament backed a resolution Thursday recognizing the actions of the Russian military in the country as genocide. The resolution from the Ukrainian parliament also called for appeals to be sent to foreign governments, parliaments, and the United Nations.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea.
To recognize Russia's war as genocide. The move comes after U.S. President Joe Biden this week said Russia's actions against Ukrainians amounted to genocide, in comments echoed by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. French President Emmanuel Macron, also backed by Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, declined to deploy the word genocide in a stance that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky deemed painful. This is VOA News. The death toll from landslides and flooding in the Philippines triggered by Tropical Storm Meggie rose to 148 on Thursday. Official figures showed as more bodies were found in mud-caked villages. Scores of people are still missing and feared dead after the strongest storm to strike the archipelago nation this year dumped heavy rain over several days, forcing tens of thousands into evacuation centers. The Philippines, ranked above the most vulnerable nations to the impacts of climate change, is hit by an average of 20 storms every year. In the United States, another police shooting of a young black man has led to protests. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Another senseless killing.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who says a video released by police, you see, quote, a police officer escalate a minor traffic stop into a deadly execution. Patrick Leoyo was stopped for driving with a license plate that did not belong to his car. The police video of the April 4th shooting was released yesterday, the encounter ending when Leoyo was shot in the back of the head by a white Michigan police officer. Protesters were out in force in Grand Rapids last night with station WZZM on the scene. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Leoya had two young daughters. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pakistan's military on Thursday dismissed allegations by ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan that the United States had conspired with his political opponents to force him from office, but said the United States had used language that amounted to interference in Pakistani affairs. A military spokesman also attempted in a televised news conference to distance the powerful institution from having anything to do with a no-confidence vote in parliament. Sunday's vote ended Khan's nearly 4 years in power. The 69-year-old former cricket star has relentlessly alleged, before and after losing the vote, that a, quote, foreign conspiracy of regime change was behind his ouster to punish him for paying an official visit to Russia against Washington's advice. Khan visited President Vladimir Putin on February 24th, the day Russian forces invaded Ukraine. Syrian state television is reporting that Israeli airstrikes had hit several locations in the countryside west of the capital, Damascus, on Thursday. Syrian state news agency Sana cited a military source saying Syrian air defenses had shot down some of the missiles fired. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli government. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.